Let's turn in the scriptures to Genesis and chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, we'll be reading verses 1 through 32. In Genesis 5, we'll begin reading in verse 1. And God's people, these are the words of the living and true God, so give your full attention to Him. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, He made him in the likeness of God. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth. And he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh. After he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years, and he had sons and daughters. So all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Enosh lived 90 years and begot Canaan. After he begot Canaan, Enosh lived 815 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. After he begot Mahalalel, Canaan lived 840 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Jared. After he begot Jared, Mahalalel lived 830 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. After he begot Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Methuselah lived 187 years and begot Lamech. After he begot Lamech, Methuselah lived 782 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Lamech lived 182 years and had a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And those are God's words. As Christ is the end of the law, of the Old Testament laws we read in Matthew's Gospel, so He is the end of the Old Testament genealogies. And here we see the genealogy from Adam to Noah showing right about 1656 years of history from the creation week, all to show that Christ is the seed of the woman. From Genesis 3:15, the end of this genealogy, as much as the genealogy is shown to us in Luke chapter 3 when it talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And here you'd find many of the same names. And this genealogy represents those in the line that Christ contrasted with the last chapter, in chapter 4, the sons of Cain. And so those who rejected Christ from and following Cain. And here is the difference, the opposite, those who looked to the Lord for their salvation and were found in the line of Jesus Christ. And we remember today from Romans 5, "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous." For if by the one man's offense, that's Adam, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. And so Christ is offered to each of you, he who has descended from Adam, and so to you who has descended from Adam in union with Adam in his sin, Christ is offered to you as the only hope to save you from your sins, just punishment of eternal death. And so you are called to come unto Christ and love Him, for He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the promise to those who come to Christ, though you will die in body, as you see all these men in this chapter, almost every single one, die, right? It says at the very end of their life, and died. And they died, and they died, and it keeps going on and on with that, except one, Enoch, and Noah, we'll see, will die too, but Enoch, who points you to the resurrection of your bodies. That's the promise. If you come to Christ, you will have resurrection. Your bodies, though they will die, they will be raised up on the last day. Verse 24, who will be those people? Those who walk with God like Enoch did. And he, it says, he was not, for God took him. And so he is the promise, if you come to Christ, the resurrection of our bodies, even as it's shown through Enoch. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we come to Your throne this day. We're thankful that You've gathered us together, that You have brought us to love You and cherish You. And Father, we ask that there would be none here, from the youngest amongst us, even to the oldest, that none here would be rejecting You apart, just like Cain did, that none here would turn from You. And yet when we do turn, that we would turn back unto You. Father, may we follow after the line of Adam and Seth, who loved You, and even Enoch, as we've heard, and Noah, as we will hear. Father, these men that we remember in the Scriptures who walked with You and who loved You and cherished You, and loved Your Son, the coming Messiah, the One who comes from the seed of the woman, who is the seed of the woman, and offered Himself there on the cross. Father, we ask that You would turn our hearts unto Him today, even as Your people turn us unto Him from our difficulties in life, our dark providences, our struggles, our trying circumstances, our bodies which are struggling and wasting away and losing strength and energy. Father, strengthen us and cause us to turn to Christ. When we sin against You, cause us to turn to Christ, that we would remember, because You have the Word in our hearts. Prick us and prod us and take the staff and the rod and discipline us, that we would come back to Christ. For that in Him we find our only hope and our only salvation is in Him. And Father, we give You praise for the resurrection of our bodies that are already given to us, guaranteed to us, sealed to us, that is, that when we die in our bodies, when we breathe our last breath, there will be a day when Christ returns and raises up those dead bodies and will give us new glorified bodies in which there'll be no more pain or tears or struggle and muscles or bones or trials with the world, the flesh, and the devil. But we will be in that moment, even at our last breath, that moment we will be made anew and join in the presence and communion there in glory. And Father, we ask that You would help us to hope in such things and not lose that hope, based in Your promises. Grant us faith. And Lord, oh, we pray that You would help our unbelief. For we continue doubting, we continue hearing Your Word and rebelling against it, hearing Your Word and not believing what we hear. even as your people. And so, Father, we pray that you would show mercy to us, but also shower us with your grace, that we would grow in knowledge and understanding and wisdom from your word, even by your Holy Spirit, who works within us, that we would not quench the Spirit, we would not grieve the Spirit, but rather that you would provide all the grace necessary to serve you and to live for you as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to you. Father, we ask this day that you would be with the friend of Kendall and Jesus, who was here a couple weeks ago. We ask that you would be with him and cause him to turn unto you, that you would give him your Spirit. And you would cause him to see his foolish way. We pray that you would cause your people to love our neighbors, to love our enemies, to love the saints, as we've heard in Romans 12. And Father, we pray for our government. We ask that you would watch over them and turn them from their wicked ways and turn them unto you, to bow the knee to Jesus Christ, who's the King of kings and Lord of lords. And Father, we ask that you would be with all those as well who, as we pray in the church, we pray for those who have babies in the womb. We ask that you would grant them life for a long life and age. And Father, we ask that you would give them good health. Father, above all things, even for our children here present, Father, grant to them salvation in Christ alone. For what is anything? It's all vanity unless we have Christ as our Savior. And they have Christ as their Savior. And so, Father, we ask that you would bring that about in them. And each one, even those who have gone out from us and have played the fool, grant them your Spirit and your salvation. Father, we pray for those who have recently been married or getting married soon. We ask that you would grant them your grace and learning about one another and give them godly communication and love for one another, that they would have long lives together and you would provide many children and blessings for them if it be your will. Father, we also pray for Mark, that you would help him in his struggling to sleep. Grant him your grace and your mercy and wisdom to his parents. Father, we further ask that you would be with the churches and our presbytery, that you would grant them your word, and not the word from false teachers and wolves, but your word from your word, your scriptures, the holy word of God, and keep them and protect them as we pray the same thing for us. Protect us from the evil one and from temptation to error and false teaching or false preaching. That you would uphold your elders and myself, and that you would grant to us the living word to nourish our souls and growth in grace as you would permit. Father, we do pray also for Shane and Arian as they're away, that you would bless them and grant to them your help as they're spending time with their families. We ask that you would help them and bless their time as they worship you today. Father, we're thankful for your blessing upon us that is always upon us, even as we gather together. We're thankful for the hope that we have in Christ, even as we sin, that you cleanse us of our sin as far as the east is from the west. And you are a gracious and merciful God to us. Though, Father, we ask that you would help us not to continue in sin, that grace may abound, but that you would bless your people. And all these things we ask for your help. Even as we continue worshiping you now, we pray for your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.